Hello, and welcome to New Consciousness New World. This is Esperanza Ray, your show host, and I wanted to welcome you back for those who are listening and continue to listen every week. And for those who are new, I want to welcome you to our show. And today we have a special topic, which is called Thrive. It's in relation to the movie Thrive. And I consider it such an important topic that I wanted to discuss, dedicate the show today to talking about it and how I feel it's so important in our lives. And the reason I feel it's so important is because our show, as you know, is called New Consciousness, New World. Well, part of developing a new conscious is to be aware of the world around you, being aware of what's happening. Doesn't mean you have to get caught up in it. You don't have to be caught up in the whatever is negative, or you don't have to be caught up in the stress, the turmoil, the go-go and run-run. You don't have to get caught up in that. What you have to do is be aware of what's happening. And then because you are aware, you can decide to choose how you're going to respond to the world and to the environment around you. That is what I believe we are. It's our goal as a New Consciousness, New World, with Research Center for Inner Awareness. That is our goal. That is our lemma. That is the future of humanity, to develop the inner awareness, not letting others tell us what is best for us, but recognizing for ourselves and understanding through the connection of our inner awareness by connecting to our higher self, to our higher consciousness, what I call the superconscious mind. By connecting to that, we begin to understand and see the world in a different way than everyone else on the planet, than the people who are not in touch, who are not connected. And in that, you know, we can decide more responsively what our decisions are, what choices we make, what actions we take, what we say, and what we do. And that, to me, is the crucial aspect of our life. In the Bible, it says that it's not other people's actions, other people's words towards you. It is what you, what I, as a person, say and do and think that defiles us. So this to me is very important when I hear people saying that, you know, if it's not true, it shouldn't bother you, and you have a right to your opinion, but if it bothers you, it's your problem, not mine, you know? That is not what in reality is true. The truth is what you do say, what you do do, how you think, and your actions all are an integral part of the choices you make, what you do, and most of all, the consequences and the lashback that you're going to get as a result of that. So I wanted to address that, and I feel it's very important, and this movie is very much in tune with what we're trying to deal with. And I wanted to say that if you would like to call in to basically provide your own comment, your own opinion, your own thoughts, you're welcome to call in at 888-627-6008. That's for the U.S. and Canada. You can also call on another line, especially if you're abroad, through 530-327-7602. Okay? So I'll repeat the numbers one more time. 888-627-6008. For U.S. and Canada, and 530-327-7602. Now, there are more lines that you can call in. However, you can even access through your cell phone by dialing 760-569-7676, and then the access code is 534355. So there is a variety of ways you can call in. And you can also do it through Skype, BBS Radio. You can also have more numbers to call, or if you need this information again, just go to BBS Radio and click Station 1, and you will have all the information, including the live show that's on at the moment, which would be New Consciousness, New World. And that's us, Esperanto Re, again, as your host. So let's get started, because I feel that the Thrive, it has a strong, strong message. Not only does it have a strong message, but it's, I feel, very much in attunement or in synchronicity with what we are trying to do. And as I've mentioned before in the show, we are not, the Research Center for Inner Awareness is not the only source of enlightenment in the world. I mean, that would be too much of an ego trip to even conceive. There are other people, there are other groups, and in each one of these groups, including Research Center for Inner Awareness, and through Research Center for Inner Awareness, New Consciousness, New World Radio show, is trying to provide a message. We're all given a specific aspect of the message to address, and each one is just as important as the others. That is why I feel it's so important that we all work together and that we participate and share in our knowledge and also in our responsibilities and in our quest and meeting our goals. The topic of the radio show again is What You Don't Know Hurts You. See Thrive the Movie. Okay, that's the title basically. And these are my notes on watching this movie. I know, I'm a little anal. I don't blame you for thinking that, because I think that myself. I just think that when something is so incredibly powerful and so incredibly enlightening, that it deserves to be understood and even written down so that you can better remember and retain the information that is being provided. And I find it sometimes when I'm watching something, I can get distracted. So taking notes is a good way for me to keep focused. So without any more delay, we're going to talk about The Thrive. And The Thrive is a movie. It's a documentary that's been put together by an organization or a group of people called The Thrive Movement. And specifically, the people leading this group are a husband and wife team with a last name of Gamble. And yes, they are related to the famous company Procter & Gamble. And they put this documentary together after many years of research and investigation and following information and addressing resources and interviewing a variety of very, very important people and not so important people that they felt had a piece of the puzzle that they're going to be sharing in this wonderful, incredible documentary. So I was found out about the movie The Thrive through an email. It was a very simple email, and I just kind of put it off for a little while. But after a while, the movie just kept bugging me in the back of my mind. It just kept coming up, and it was like something that, for some reason, higher intelligence doesn't want you to forget about. And when that happens, I know that there is a reason and a purpose behind all of it. And I also understand that it's my higher intelligence, my superconscious mind, telling me this is something that you need to focus on. This is something that you need to listen to or watch. It's a 2-hour-and-12-minute movie, but once you start watching it, you won't be able to stop, because even though you may already know some of the details or some of the pieces that they're going to be discussing in the documentary, I can honestly tell you that they put it together, all the information, all the pieces together, to create an incredible, powerful image that is amazing. And at the same time, it makes you question everything that is around us and start to see the world from a little different perspective and from a different understanding of what's going on, what's happening, and most important, what is going on that is, in other words, what is happening and why it's happening. That I think that's the most important part. The movie is basically, let me break it down for you. Thrive is divided into three main parts. First, the segment is the breaking of the code, which addresses fundamental patterns ancient cultures, new free energy technology, ETs and UFOs, the real story. And not only do they talk about this, but they bring in experts, not just experts, however, also government officials that for the first time are willing to admit in a documentary that, you know, there is life on other planets. Not only is there life on other planets, but we are in touch with that life, and we have access and to their technology and to the understanding of what's, you know, how their technology works. And part of the reason why we have made so many advances in technology in the last 15, 20 years is because there's more to the picture than we understand. And I can understand, too, that there is a reluctance to share this openly because there are many people who would probably be afraid. There are many people who would probably freak out. That does not change the facts. We need to know the truth. We need to be aware. As human beings, it is our responsibility, our need to become awakened, aware beings that know what is going on in the world. And it's only through this knowing and awareness that we can become responsible, and not only become responsible in taking action, in making our choices, but also holding accountable the people in the next level up that make the decision. And not only that, but we can protect ourselves because our world has a major threat right now, and the greatest threat that we might hear about, but we are not really aware of, and why it's happening. So it talks about the basic patterns, such as the Taurus. It talks about the vector of revolution and all this. And inside of all of this information, we are also addressing topics like the flower of life, and which is, you know, an incredible, powerful source of energy, which is related to the Taurus, and all this other information, and also the vector of equilibrium. And we'll be discussing a little bit more in detail all these things. So let's just continue. All this information is based on extensive research, including interviews with one of the astronauts, for example, from Apollo 14, and again, high military officials. The word is out, although it is still not official. It is out, at least, and that's something. There are people working to address these issues and to make it public, and it's working. It's really working. The segment two deals with the problem of following the money and global domination agenda. And no, it's not about conspiracy theory. It's not a makeup idea. It's not a wannabe concept of people trying who are nuts or people who are out of balance. It's not something made up. It's not science fiction. It's reality. And precisely because it's reality, it's what makes it so hard to believe and to grasp and to want to deal with. Again, this show is not for the faint-hearted. It is intended for helping you become aware of what's going on. And again, we are going to provide you with a hard fact. The fact that we're not the only ones providing you with a hard fact is awesome because you get to see it from different perspectives, and that's extremely powerful. The compelling part is that it outlines the steps needed to achieve this global dominance. Most importantly, how many of these steps have already been implemented and how they relate to the current state of things. Now, that to me alone is an incredible reason to watch this documentary. I think it's worth watching and I think it's worth understanding. Segment three, I believe, is the best part of the whole document movie, basically, because it provides, you know, here we have the source of energy, we have extraterrestrials, we have following the money, the conspiracy. So now what happens? Are we just left in this darkness of fear and wondering what can happen to us? Well, the third part of the movie provides us with solutions. And these are solutions that we can basically implement at all levels in our everyday life as an individual, as a person, as a group of people, and as a massive organization which is behind this movement. So provide solutions, strategies, liberty, success stories, what you can do to support, and critical mass action that is out there that you can participate in, register as being a part of, because it is in our numbers and it is in standing together that we can make a big difference. There is power in the one. However, when the one become the massive oneness, then it's much more powerful. And that is really what we are trying to go towards. There is a movement to improve our world, the environment, the economy, and most important, ourselves. There is a call to action so that we can understand that we are not powerless, but powerful, and we can take nonviolent action. And this, to me, is the key. I'm against violence. So why would I want to be part of an organization and movement that wants to create that? I believe it's the wars, it's the violence that creates most of our problems. Why would we want to be part of that? I don't know of anybody who would want to do that. There are steps also that we can take in the same way. We can recycle. We can change the world in our own personal way. The incredible power of one. The movie lasts a total of 2 hours and 12 minutes. While it may seem long, it is not. Once you start to watch, you will not be able to stop. It will grab your attention and move you. These are my notes from the movie. And again, I want to emphasize that this is what I gathered, things I wrote down that I thought were very important. And yes, I do take notes, because I believe this is very important. And I want to include these notes on my website as one of the articles. I will be sending it out on our newsletter as well. So if you would like to maybe receive these notes and this article that I put together from watching the movie, you're welcome to go to the website researchcia.com and register to receive our newsletter and be part of our mailing, so that you can receive this information and other information from our conversations in the show and from other events that may be of interest to you. Okay. Let's start with the first part of the movie, the code. The corporations controlling the U.S. media in the last 25 years, basically we've gone from the control of 50 companies that basically dictate what the media can and cannot say, or what it should and should not do, to 5 companies in the last 25 years. Now, that is really, it's mind-blowing to me, at least, because to have such few people in control of so many, I don't know, there's something wrong with that, I personally think. Maybe you have a different opinion, but that's my belief. Okay, let's go ahead with the code. The code may be our most powerful key to thriving, and that's where the movie gets its name. The whole purpose of humanity, the way God intended things to be, was to live in abundance, to live in love, in peace, in harmony, in sync, in balance. All of this was what was intended. With the interference of the fallen hierarchies, that changed our world, or what we call the reality that surrounds us, changed. And it became chaotic. It became controlled. It became money hungry. It became about anger, frustration, fear. All these negative emotions and feelings. We lost connectivity to who we were, who we are, and where we come from, and the incredible, powerful abilities that we have based on our divinity, which is our origin, and we've lost touch with all of that. It is now the time to recuperate, to understand who we are, and to take steps into moving into that direction, to connect again with our superconscious mind and to grab a hold of the legacy that we have lost. It's now time to recover and recuperate and transcend our limitations and overcome our current human condition and progress to a higher consciousness, a higher level of existence. You can see it in the seed, a fruit, a hurricane, even the electronic magnetic field around a person on the earth. This is called the Taurus. It's the basic foundation, okay, for all things in the universe and at an individual level as well. Within this each human cell, this tiny basic foundation for everything that exists in the universe has an actual formula, believe it or not, a mathematical formula that has been discovered some years back by our scientists. It's called V equals 2 pi square R, capital R, lower R, also square. And that's the basically the formula for the Taurus. The formula is not really the issue here, though. The issue here is that we do have the basic foundation. And this basic foundation of the universe translates at a very basic level, like I said, at a microscopic form of life, the one cell, simple existence of a cell, and also at the universal level of the universe, the planets, the galaxy, and our planet Earth, including a tree, including the fruits of a tree, an apple, and so on. So it basically, all forms of life contain this very basic, all-encompassing circle of energy force that permeates our entire universe and allows life to flourish and allows life to exist. And by harnessing and developing technology that takes into account this incredible, limitless resource, which is all around us, we can harness limitless energy. And it sustains all life. And it sustains the evolution of life. And it cannot stay stagnant because it's in constant movement, in constant change, and in constant establishing or refurbishing whatever it contains it, per se. So in this section, we can explore how the Taurus reveals the structure and flow of the universal energy. Ancient cultures, this is interesting, ancient cultures embedded their knowledge of the code. Extraterrestrials may be using it to travel between star systems. The code is being communicated through crop circles, believe it or not. New energy inventors are using the code to power revolutionary devices that can change how we live. And the interesting part is that it not only can it change the way we live, but it can change the way we live in a very short period of time. Because if you take into account that one of the greatest stumbling blocks for humanity is the absence of energy or the lack of energy to parts of the planet, imagine how our world can change and be transformed in approximately just one generation if we can harness or if we can understand and we can work with this natural resource that is completely untapped. And, you know, the interesting part is this is not something new. Nikola Tesla already addressed this issue, and he was already discovering and doing research with this kind of technology, with this kind of free energy. And because that interfered with certain groups, organizations, plans, or I guess corporations' plans, because they had the monopoly of copper in, of course, that meant that they would lose not only the monopoly, but they would lose a lot of the power they they expected to obtain by being the only resource for copper and therefore for electricity and energy, basically they stopped his research and he became an outcast. And they basically persecuted him and ostracized him for the rest of his life. And surprisingly, he died of a so-called heart attack. And this is a very tragic, because he was not the only one. And these details are provided in the documentary with much more detail and information than I can probably provide you in just 1 hour. So I'll do my best to do justice to this documentary, because I think it's one of the most important things that we could possibly have at our hands and also know about. However, we are limited time-wise, so let me continue with a little bit more of the information. So let's ask the question, what if there were a true code, a message encrypted by people centuries ago, a message so important that it could give us access to clean, boundless energy, and basically a template for designing a sustainable system for humanity? And what if there were power that would stop that at nothing to keep this code concealed, because it was not to their benefit, because it would basically topple over their plans of controlling resources or controlling the money and the resources on the planet and therefore control over humanity. This, in fact, what 40 years of research led me to in the film. This is a comment specifically from Mr. Gamble. The film Thrive lays out how such critical and advanced understanding has been sent across time to us from numerous ancient cultures. It has been passed down through stories, icons, buildings, and even alphabets in places all around the world, from Central Africa to Egypt to China. And now, at this critical crossroad in human evolution, it is being decoded. That's amazing that finally we're figuring out what all these crop circles are about. You know, they've been ridiculed, and the people who address these crop circles were seen as lunatics or people who deserve to be in a nut house or something like that, or they were discredited. Now we're finding out that, no, they were right. There was something more to it. And not only that, but there's so much relation, there's so much information that is relevant to what we have done, what we are doing, and how these all fit in so strategically at this point in time in our evolution, by providing us with resources for free energy, by telling us that there is life on other planets, by helping us to understand that we are not alone, that we're all participants in a higher purpose, and most of all, that we're all interconnected and related, and that we all care enough to be involved in this process to help each other out and be part of the bigger picture, because it is a benefit to everyone for humanity to evolve. And not just humanity, with humanity, there's much more at stake. And so it is of the utmost importance that we do evolve, that we do grow, and that we become part of the galaxy, that we become part of the growth and the abundance that was provided for us and that is there and we have been blind to for so many centuries. What is the code? It's the fundamental pattern revealing how energy works in the universe. At the most basic level, it consists of a torus, a donut-shaped energy vortex that exists at all scales, and the vector of equilibrium, also known as VE, the underlying structure of space itself. This code has already proven to help us access clean, abundant energy and expand and evolve our consciousness and advance the sciences. Not only that, but it's now believed and understood that this basic code, this fundamental pattern that exists of energy, is what our brothers in space are using to transport themselves through space with their spaceships or their crafts, or whether it be telepathically or whichever form of travel they're using, whatever it is, this affects at all levels. It affects you at the human level, so mental transportation or biolocation is a possibility, as well as biolocation, okay? So we know that this is possible. We also know that spaceships can be built, like we have the airplanes. There are probably also other types of spacecraft that will travel through space, and they use the same mechanics of transforming the energy to convert it and travel. So, you know, it's not something new. We've heard about these bits and pieces. Now it's a question of kind of putting the picture together. The energy in a torus flows in through one end and circulates around the center and exits out the other side. Again, it's the shape of a donut. It is balanced, self-regulating, and always whole. Torus is a primary pattern that nature uses for life at every scale, at every level. Evolution means to unfold, to roll out. And what is the universe rolling out? Self-organizing system. You can see this all around us. We can see it all around us in all of nature. The universe is a torus growing factory. So basically, as the universe expands, the toruses keep expanding and growing and expanding and growing, and it just becomes larger and larger and larger and ever flowing. We exist in an endless sea of torus flow, vector of equilibrium, a perfect balanced force field with 12 equal energy lines radiating out. They stabilize the center like the 12 spokes of a wheel. They expand this to the 64 pyramids, tetrahedrons, and they circle each other and take away the pyramids, and you are left with what we know as the flower of life. And interestingly enough, this flower of life pattern has been found in an ancient Egyptian pyramid. They have been found also in China. They have been found in the Hebrew scriptures and also in the Inca pyramid. So it's not a localized phenomenon, but a globalized phenomenon. This is connected to the major civilizations in our history. So basically, if you think about it, even though we didn't realize this before, all our civilizations have been at the basic level connected, and they've all shared the same concept, the same belief system. So this has been going on for generations and generations, and we're just now beginning to understand all of this. Could this be evidence of extraterrestrial life? The fact that these patterns are also being provided to us in the crop circles that we are seeing. When you take the images of the crop circle, and this is done in the actual movie, which is really powerful, they take it and make it into a three-dimensional image, and you can actually see the torus in the process and how it works and how it moves and how it regenerates. It's really an awesome wonder to see this working. And most of all, it's an awesome wonder to know of its existence and to understand how it impacts us and how it brings us all together. Let's see, there are numerous centers for the study of extraterrestrial. The Center for the Study of Extraterrestrial Intelligence, CSETI, founded by Steve Greer, MD, Director of the Disclosure Project. This is one of the organizations that I was mentioning earlier that exist that are trying to bring into light the actual existence of extraterrestrial life. And this is very relevant because in the book, Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, we also discuss this issue, and we at this point discuss it in a small degree. It will be expanded upon in the next volumes that are to follow that are supposed to be more detailed. Like I said, this book is intended as a summary of the other four books, so a total of five books that will provide also more detail and information. However, again, I want to bring it back to the fact that there is extraterrestrial life. There are UFOs, and this is important for us to acknowledge. For some of us, this may be a bit of a shocker. For others, the shocker has already come some years back, like myself. There are, for example, this organization, the Disclosure Project, investigates and interviews extraterrestrial events. And in the movie, you'll have the opportunity to actually see different people who are being interviewed and the evidence that they are bringing to the table. So there are approximately 4,000 cases of objects that have landed on terra firma, leaving physical evidence, okay? That is an actual fact. There are over 3,500 pilot cases of sightings of extraterrestrial aircraft, which have been repressed in the past and are coming into light. We have hundreds of cases from high-ranking officers that are being, explained and shared with the public for the first time in a way that's massive. I guess we're very lucky to live in the age of the Internet, because this is one of the resources that we have. As you know, our media is controlled by 5 companies, and so the information we get through them, it can be, to some degree, modified, changed, and filtered would be the proper word. So one of our main resources for getting real facts, real information, with discernment, of course, is the Internet. And right now, that's one of the few resources that we have available that is not controlled. So we're very lucky to live at this time and age. One testimonial is from astronaut Edgar Mitchell of Apollo 14, 6th man on the moon. Sergeant Clifford Stone, USA Army extraterrestrial retrieval team, admits to bodies and material recovered. The second admitting to contact with aliens not originating from some foreign country, but from other solar systems. Okay, so he basically, Sergeant Clifford, he works with the extraterrestrial retrieval. He admits that bodies have been recovered and still have material. And by studying this is one of the reasons we're progressing so much in technology, because being able to decipher all of this and to utilize it, reverse engineering is what it's called, so that we can make use of it, if it's what's happening, and we need to be aware of where all our information and all our knowledge is coming from. This, he also admits to contact with aliens that are not originating from foreign countries, but other solar systems. This is incredible, powerful information, and I think that you will definitely enjoy watching this movie. Now, the second part of the movie talks about following the money. So let's do that. Let's go follow the money just a little bit. I'm going to give you a taste of where the following the money is going to take us, okay? Investigate any major sector of human activity, and you will discover the same people are in control, benefiting financially, literally making out like bandits. Check it out for yourself. By getting a clearer picture of the hidden economic incentives that are driving this unseen robbery, we can create more effective solutions to the problems facing humanity. Again, I will repeat, that is important for us to be aware. We cannot do anything if we are not aware there is a problem. And by developing our awareness, by being understanding of what's going on in our world, in what's driving our economy, what's driving our jobs, what's driving our politics, what's driving our financial economy, it is only then that we can start to change it. And that is why it's so important not to have our heads buried in the sand and to really understand the messages that are being provided, the information that is here that you just need to look for and open your eyes and understand what's going on in your world. And you better be aware of what's going on in your world. If not, you will suffer the consequences. Okay, so by getting a clear picture of the hidden economic incentives that are driving this unseen robbery, we can create more effective solutions to the problems facing humanity. And that's what we want. We want solutions. The piggy banks of these organizations, let's say these five organizations controlling our world, add up to approximately 300 trillion, not billion, 300 trillion. So obviously money may not necessarily be what they're after. So what could possibly be what they're after? Let's go continue and find out. The companies, there's a pyramid, basically, in following the money. And as you know, the all-CNI, which is an all dollar, the American dollar, is the capstone of these organizations. And it represents them. They've taken a symbol of energy and of divinity, a divine symbol, and they've converted it into something not so divine, but just the opposite. And what are these companies controlling? For example, let's say the energy. We have Shell, Exxon, Chase, Goldman Sachs, BP Oil, and Bank of America. Okay? Now, in the movie, you will have the opportunity to see a wonderful pyramid. And at the top of the pyramid, we have the all-seeing eye. Right underneath the all-seeing eye, the structure that they've set in place to put the entire world under their control or under their direction is called the they're called the financial elite. They're known by many names, which I will not go into. You can do that by watching the movie. For example, you have the Central Bank of Central Banks for International Settlements. So this bank was created with the intention of allowing interchange between different nations. So, yeah, you think it's a great benefit. However, there's also a great disadvantage. Directly underneath, the Central Banks of Central Banks for International Settlements is the international central banks like the IMF and the World Bank. And I know wonderful people that work for these organizations. Of course, they don't know what's happening at the top. They're only the little guinea pigs working for them and helping them to fulfill this incredible goal. Then we have the big banks like Citi, Chase, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, HSBC. These banks get their money from the major banks. And, of course, the major banks get it from the financial elite or the centralized banks of central banks for international settlements. So let's go down and a step further and let's look at what's underneath the big banks, like Citi, Chase, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, HSBC. And we have the corporations or the corporatocracy. The corporatocracy, now that's a hard word to say, so bear with me, is basically the corporations that are being supported by the banks, which control the people, because guess who we work for? The corporations. And these corporations, we have ECHETE, which I would read as Echeti, and then we have Exxon, GE, Shell, Halliburton, Pfizer, News Corporation, and Monsanto controls the government, so to do it must have access to cheap money. So basically, this is the organization through the corporation that our government, our representatives are funded. And we facilitate this when we put our money in organizations like the IMF, the World Bank, or the big banks, as opposed to the local banks. That's what we kind of support. Underneath the government, people are given monopoly on force and use it to tax us whether or not we agree. So basically, the government's job is to, they have a monopoly on the force that tells us what we need to do if we don't want to get on the bad side of the organizations that are in control. And underneath the government, guess who is there? The people, the planet, and all living things. And we're at the very bottom of the pyramid. Now, again, in the organizations like Rockefeller's control the Standard Oil, today known as ExxonMobil. They control our food as well through the petroleum-based agriculture. Green Revolution agriculture was the child of the Rockefeller's Foundation with a large agricultural corporation called Cargill, a second one called DuPont, Bunge, Continental, and Monsanto. It provides vast returns to the oil industry. That it was intended to help eliminate hunger, and guess what? It never, that's how it started out, but it never really lived up to its reputation. And another thing that it does is it controls healthcare, and that affects everybody. And this is an interesting quote that I'm taking. The medical system, the way it is set up, is funded primarily by pharmaceutical companies, which a lot of you already know. So there is a motive to make and sell as many drugs as possible. And guess what? I have never seen so many people on pills, and yet I don't see any improvement in the state mind of the people. It just numbs us so that we don't react. It is a very effective way to make money for the whole medical establishment, but it is really perpetuates the medical problems it was intended to eliminate. This is a quote from Deepak Chopra. He is an MD. He has been working in the field and has gone from regular traditional medicine to holistic medicine because he has a really good understanding. So I'm going to repeat this again. The medical system, the way it is set up, is funded primarily by pharmaceutical companies. So there is a motive to make and sell as many drugs as possible. Who does it benefit? It is a very effective way to make money for the whole medical establishment, but it is really perpetuate the medical problem it was intended to eliminate. You know, personally, I'll let you in on a little secret. I don't think it was intended to eliminate. It was intended to pretend to eliminate. So let's make sure we're clear on that one. New colonization of humanity. Who controls the food supplies controls the people. Who controls the energy controls whole continents. Who controls the money controls the world. Henry Kissinger in 1973. Let's go down to another company, Carnegie. Establishes the NEA, National Education Foundation. Schools are set to establish fixed habits of behavior to authority. That is why these organizations control our energy, food, and education. And that's also why they last 12 years, because we have to establish a pattern of behavior. And the interesting part is that they don't have to tell us. They basically educate us to understand what those patterns of behaviors are. And then we ourselves hold each other accountable by not fitting into the square peg, by not fitting into the square box. And this is another part of the control. We ostracize each other by not meeting and rocking the boat when we don't fit into this plan. Okay, we're running out of time quickly. So let me quickly go through this because I'm still at page 3 and there's a total of 6 pages. So David Icke, research author, The Biggest Secret, How Little We Know About Money. When we take out a loan, let's say, for example, $50,000 to $100,000. The bank types in $50,000 if we borrow $50,000. From that moment, you pay interest on the money that does not exist, because no coin is printed given to you. Don't move, and no money is moved. Nothing. Banks have 9 times more money loaned out than they have in their vaults. So what happens? Let's say you and I put our hard-earned salaries into our bank. This money is lent out by the banks nine times over, and every single time that we have, let's say, $10,000 in the bank, that or $9,000, that is lent out over and over to different people who pay interest. So they're getting all this money back. And you kind of wonder, if they're getting all this money back, however did the banks go broke that we have to bail them out? We're the ones who are the indenture servants. And we have to, and, you know, I'm still confused on that one. So let's see. The banks take, let's say, for example, for step one, let's say you deposit $10,000 in the bank. The bank is a USA allowed to keep only 10% in your account, even though it may look like it's full, it looks like your money is there in full. The bank takes out your other $9,000 and lends it out. So you keep, basically, you only keep 10%, which is $1,000. That's not much. And the other money, all the $9,000, is lent out over and over and over. Step two. So now the person with a new car takes their loan and pays for the car. This is redeposited into another or same bank, which is basically follows the same system. So the money goes back into circulation for relending and relending and relending. This means that 90% of the money is always in circulation at all times, making more and more interest compounding and compounding. It started with the gold, and then they created the dollar bills. Now we have the credit plastic cards. And each time we see less and less of the actual value of the money. And this is how it all started. It was convenient this way, because this way they can print as much paper as they like, and it can be depreciated and devalued as much as it likes. The bank saw that only small percentages of gold was utilized. They started lending on more gold than actually existed. We became a new form of indentured servants, where we work very hard to pay off our debts to the bank. And I'm going to insert a quote here. It is well enough that people of the nation do not understand our banking and monetary system. For if they did, I believe there would be a revolution before tomorrow morning. Henry Ford, 1922. Interesting. What people don't know won't hurt them. Well, we know different. The purpose is to create scarcity by printing money on demand, which devaluates the little money that we have, and it devaluates the inflation, increases the devaluation up to 90%. So what we were able to buy with less money, we now have to pay twice as much, three times or four times as much. For example, I remember when my parents bought a home, let's say the average salary then was $14,000 a year. Okay, not a month, a year. And a house would cost $30,000. If you consider that you could put all your salary for the year, not have any other expenses, but all your salary go to pay the house, you would have your house paid off in approximately 2 years, give or take $1,000. Okay? Now, today, for the same equivalent house, you would probably have to pay $600,000. Even if you're making $100,000 a year, it would take you six times the amount of time for you to pay off your house. And if that's not depreciation, I don't know what else. We seem to think we're improving. Our life seems to be in a much more comfort-oriented environment, but in reality, we're becoming more and more indentured servants. We are living more and more on credit. That's the only difference, because I remember in my parents' time, most of their stuff was paid for. They had very little credit, or they owed very little. So let's continue. Interesting that 16 years after the system was established, we experienced the Great Depression. So basically, this was the system that was established, and shortly, 16 years after the Great Depression happened in 1929, the elite withdrew their money from the banks, and people were indebted. So the elite used the money to go buy cheap properties, benefiting the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, the Morgans. Same scenario in 2008 crash with the same benefits. And that's what we're going through, people, right now. But let's take a look closer. There are several things that need to be in place for the global elimination to occur. The Patriot Act takes away our rights. Surveillance by our ordinary citizens. RFID chips and track our every action. Not only that, but they can be programmed to basically eliminate whoever they choose to. And they are trying to create centralized organizations that control the different continents so that it's much easier to erase a person. So there's so much already in place for this to happen. We only have a couple of minutes of the show. So let's see. I'm not going to tell you what the ultimate agenda is. I'm going to ask you to watch the movie. You can go to the website and look at the article that I put together. It should be up by the end of this week. And those of you who are more interested in actually seeing the whole story for yourself and reaching your own conclusion, go to the website, thrivethemovement.com, and listen to the movie for yourself. It's free, and it's 2 hours and 12 minutes. Now, I'm going to tell you what is necessary for global domination. You need a centralized power. And they're already working on a Pacific Union, American Union, which has not been successful. They've already tried. The African Union and the European Union, which is already in place. Then the nations, states, and regions would fall under those. The people would fall under the states and regions. And the world government would be set in place. There are several steps that need to happen before this is final, and basically, out of all the steps, there is only one left that has not been consummated in order for us. Once this step is taken, it is very possible that we may not have a choice anymore. So, people, I urge you to watch the movie. I hope you've enjoyed our show, and hope you come back next week, where we will share more information and hopefully give you a little more insight into what's happening in our world and what we can do to change it. Love and light, Esperanza Ray with New Consciousness, New World.